You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
In it.
That sounds fizzy.
Real fizzy. We're not doing anything fizzy tonight. No fizz.
For real?
No fizziness.
You're not going to shake anything?
I'm going to shake it, but it's not going to be fizzy.
How will you do the cocktail if it hasn't got any fizz in it?
It's a
You've got a few ingredients though.
We've got some stuff. So our focus today is teelings.
Yeah.
So we're back on our old bullshit. We're back on that teeling tip. So
the whiskey.
Some whiskey. I got a little shingle batch, the small batch. So we're coming in hot with some Irish whiskey.
How many teelings are there in the around at the moment?
It's roughly 14 different SKUs when you include all their weird old stuff they've got kicking around, like the Brabazon.
Is that normal for a whiskey brand to have that many?
Yeah.
Fire out.
Like, man, there's 24 variations on Jameson's globally.
Is this just like different?
Different
years?
Ages, yeah, yeah. Different makeups. They make this crazy stuff called Poaching, which is like Irish moonshine. It's like gnarly,
like sped up whiskey.
Yeah, it's like gnarly potato vodka.
Yeah,
so made in Ireland, and like it's literally paint thinner.
Made in like 12 weeks rather than 12 years, kind of thing.
Yeah, but this is only made in 7. So hey.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's pretty young, But we're gonna make a little drink that I like to call the accomplice.
Mm.
So we've got a little bit of Amaro Montenegro. We've got some orange bitters. We've got some limes, and a little bit of sugar. So
I do like sugar. You had me at sugar. And I will ask you, because you're using fresh limes.
Fresh limes today, fresh limes.
What was the damage on the limes, Quillam?
I don't know. Kenny Birch purchased these, but I believe at the moment you're looking at roughly $7 a kilo at Countdown for a kilo of limes.
They're in season locally. They're in season.
Good to know.
Domestic.
Can I just throw my hat in the ring? This Amaro Montenegro Liquor Italiano.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what, I love this stuff. I don't know why. I just love the flavor. I love the smell.
I'm pretty sure the first time I brought it up to you guys about 5 years ago, back in the dark ages.
Mm.
Are you a fan of the buzz as well, John?
The buzz, yeah.
The buzz?
Smell that. Smell it.
We should be listening to Hugo Montenegro now. Ooh, yeah, it's got that little kind of bitter vibe just jumping out of you.
That cloves and orange situation as well. You feel like you should be hanging out with like an Italian grandfather.
It's complex.
In the best possible way. Like, you know, just chilling, smashing through a couple of bottles of this after you've had like a lot of pasta and some Chianti.
Maybe if I ever cruise through a jungle, I'll cruise a bottle of this. You got the cap? Yeah, okay. Keep it safe.
I like it. Okay, Gwillem.
All right.
Get to work. Work
but
your
anyway,
magic.
If you're gonna be buying limes at the moment, I really recommend Williams Bros from Gisborne.
Okay.
They've been kicking it since 1906, one of New Zealand's oldest lime orchards.
Give us a look at the sticker.
Have a little gaze.
Ah, yeah, that's polite.
Yeah. Friendly.
That's just a standard as font with a little away from Gisborne. Well done from 1905.
Great sunshine hours down in Gizzy.
Hence the dope limes. And also very good for mandarins. So we're going to start this cocktail off.
I can't believe we're in lime season. That's a great feeling. That's a great feeling.
You're sort of looking for half a lime per cocktail, so we're going to make two. So I'm just juicing a whole lime here into the shaker. Getting real juicy.
That was a dial tone, just in case you guys forgot what they're like.
They're quite a good. They're quite a rare thing to hear these days. All right, so then we're going to chuck in 30 mils of Amaro Montenegro per drink, so 60 mils in total because we're making two of these suckers. Oh, yeah.
Someone's calling from a landline.
Dang.
Let's 09, welcome.
Yeah, I really love your guys' show, eh? It really rocks. You guys are massive. Yeah. I'd rather listen to you guys than music, because music's for, like, little kids.
We kind of have the philosophy that music beats us, so we try to
play
like good
listening
songs.
I like listening to people have conversations. I'm going off of music, eh?
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you'll be back.
Your show is massive, and I tune in every afternoon because I'm a single guy. I live on my own, and it just keeps me good company.
That makes me feel real good, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, sweet is. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
I thought he was going to ask us for a request.
What a great couple of sentences that was.
As he said, music's clearly played out.
BFM. Cheers.
All right. So now we're going to add the Teeling single batch.
Ah, that's not quite the pop I was after. Let's see if we can.
There we go.
We found peak pop. Peak pop ratio. You're looking for a
limes are cheap.
Limes
Pops
are cheap.
Are good.
Pops are good.
Things are coming up Millhouse.
So, The great thing about this Irish whiskey is it's got a bit more backbone than most. So we're going to chuck another 30 mils.
When you say backbone, you mean strength?
Oh, yeah. 45% ABV. So well, it's,
does it start getting, like, does the taste of the alcohol really start coming through past 40? Because I feel like not many people go further than 40, eh? Like,
it's because it's cheaper on your excise tax to do 40% ABV than it is to do
so more. It's not like, because I feel like beer is like that. Like, it reaches about 8% and it starts getting into this crazy zone of, like, that's not good.
I'm a big, like, it's beer between 8 and 10 I'm not into, but then beer over 10 I'm really into.
What is over 10?
Oh, mate.
Is that just like a really old VB that you found under the house, Ken?
Nah, you just want to get that Atlas strong, man.
We were at Galbraith's
great brand.
A few weeks ago, and they had a 13% beer. And having a 13% beer is like drinking half a bottle of wine.
Yeah, it's death juice in the best possible way. So we're just adding a little bit of simple syrup now, so 15 mils per cocktail.
What is that? Is that just sugar syrup?
It's just sugar syrup. It's just yes. It's just that flash sugar syrup.
I guessed it.
Now we're gonna hit this bad boy with a couple of dashes of orange bitters. So 4 in total because we are making two
drinks.
Can
I have a whiff of the orange bitters?
Yeah, boy.
I thought you wanted to sniff the sugar for a minute. I was like, okay, let's see what's
going on. Oh, smell this. That is strong.
What flavor bitters is this?
Orange.
Orange.
But it's if you go a little bit deeper, it tells you more about the orange.
It's more like the orange and the orange peel, you know. It's got
layers.
Yeah, this is a Fee Brothers West Indian orange bitters. Smells like 500 K bars crammed into 1 K bar.
You say like it's a bad thing.
No, that's a good thing.
If I poured bitters on like someone's office chair or something, would it just reek like bitters for ages, do you think?
Yes, in a good way.
Okay. Yeah.
It's almost like perfume.
No reason, just checking.
Almost like perfume.
What are you saying about my chair?
I didn't say anything about your chair.
Or stool.
You said you weren't going to shake anything.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's fun to.
Somebody just texted in MX5. So hopefully someone's cruising over the Harbour Bridge right now with the top down, just getting into cocktail corner.
It's just, I feel like that's the closest we get to Miami Vice in Auckland. Just chilling in the North Shore.
It's a great little
with
car.
With an MX5.
It's the world's most popular sports car, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
What about the old MR2?
I think it outdid it was the Datsun Z series. You know, those two 280Zs in that, which are real rad cars.
So we're just straining that little cocktail now over some very large chunks of ice.
Perfectly formed squares of ice that came out of one of those glassy little silicon situations.
Tell me about these glasses that you brought in. What sort of glass is that?
So I've brought in some very special Amaro Montenegro glasses because they are amazing green colours.
It's a great tone.
They are.
They're
the same as the bottle.
Didn't you see that? It's the bottom of the bottle, John.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Collectively buzz out, not just like one at a time.
Look at that.
Yeah. So now I just garnished it with a little lime coin. So if anyone's asking what a lime coin is, it's just a circle of lime.
It's not
zest.
Real money.
It's not real money. You can't sell anything with it.
You've put in the square ice as well, big square ice.
It just means that you can sip this bad boy rather than sort of going on that full blown attack aggressive charge, which sometimes does happen.
We've got some people probably looking like they would like round two of this cocktail, Gwilym.
Well, I'm just about to make another two.
Oh, yeah, I did make all sorts of outlandish promises to people out in the office, sorry.
Is this after last week?
Sometimes you come in here with a keg, so...
I can't always come in with a keg. It just escalates. John and I get in far too much trouble when I do the keg. What do we think so far?
This is really smooth. That is smooth as anything. Super limey.
Oh, I like it. Oh, it's good.
Is this based on a classic or is this just a Gwilym special?
Sorry, I didn't mean to sound surprised when I said that was good, by the way.
It's kind of like just a twist on a daiquiri. It's as I call it, it's an accomplice because as soon as you have like one of these, it just escalates.
I like it. Daiquiri, it's a green glass.
It's got a really, it's bold. It's got a good body, like great body, great mouth feel.
Are you holding a thesaurus somewhere?
I always say that. It's got great body and it's got good mouthfeel. Same thing.
I feel like you've been listening to Cocktail
Corner. Unless it doesn't, and then you don't say it, obviously.
Nice notes of lime.
You're getting real.
I'm wondering if this is the Amaro Montenegro. I'm not getting a lot of whiskey. Or is this
sucked in by
tell
the
me,
whiskey?
Tell me
the whiskey sort of acts as a base note?
Do you think it's a case of the tealing being the water and becoming the glass kind of thing?
I think it's more just that we're distracting you with the green glass.
I think the tealing just adds the 45%. So
it also gives a lot more roundness.
Go with it.
Do Check out this glass as well. It's so dope. Oh, this man, is this glass is
What's
amazing.
What's it called? How do I order this at a bar? What do I say?
They'll be really confused. But if you ask them for an accomplice and then explain it to them, they'll probably get it.
It's kind of a cool name as well, actually.
That is yum.
I used to call it Stranger Danger when I used to make it with rum, but...
It's so smooth, Gwilym.
I can see how you changed that name.
Yeah.
Stranger Danger.
It is a... this is a down the hatch sort of drink. Straight down.
Somebody's texting in with a great... what about a daiquiri made with dak? Probably happening somewhere in the States.
I can actually talk to that.
Like a weed leaf out of this. Gwilym, you've got to say, a dak leaf out of here would just be...
It would be next level. It'd or you perfect. Can, you, if you're in New Zealand, you can pretend and put a shiso leaf in. It looks kind of like, or a maple leaf. Doesn't really have the same effect.
I'll say this: I'm stoned, and it tastes really good.
That's the dream right there.
Yeah.
But if you did, there is actually a place in California which is doing THC and CBD based cocktails, including rum ones.
There you go.
Yeah. So it is happening because you can quite easily infuse those essential oils.
There's THC lube, which is that sort of makes the mind boggle, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes. But at the same time, why wouldn't you? You can put THC in everything, right?
It's rad.
Yeah. Same with CBD. Anyway.
This is not the CBD review. This is the cocktail.
It's all things
review.
That are good for you, including this cocktail, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Teeling.
We've got a spare one here. If anyone's in the office and is kind of desperate, or if not, we'll just drink it.
It's delicious, Gwilym.
I feel like we should save that for Oscar, the spare one, because we did say.
But it's he's not here to.
I think he's writing the news for 6 o'clock.
But he's not here to judge it. I feel remiss without my will. I'm just used to Will.
Will had a job interview.
Oh,
here he is.
Will's getting a job. Sell out.
Who knows he's a job. All right, Oscar, get that down your hatch. What do you think? Oscar, we need a review and a point score.
We got a really heavy text in about the news. Turn on the radio to human existence ending in 30 years and turning plastic bottles into wood. Woohoo! Buzzy news report. Dog. Find out more. Unit 6 for the rest.
All right, what do you think, Oscar? What do you think?
Bring a glass in. Bring a glass in at the door there if you have to. Right?
Sure.
I'm just bewildered. I must admit, I'm not a cocktail person. Who but is? This is the goods.
It's delicious.
Well, it's got limes in it, man. They're expensive.
Citrus is a very great thing because otherwise it's too sickly.
Citrus is key.
Mm-hmm. It helps everything to break down in the body. I think Natural Ange taught me that.
Citrus.
So what have we got coming up next, guys?
Thank you so much for this drink, by the way, Gwilym.
It's all right.
Fantastic.
It's all right.
John's just in his real CD brain at the moment. He wants to put CDs in the thing. He's having a fun time.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just counting tracks on the back of the CD. Hey, Gwilym, that was amazing. Big thank you to Teeling Irish Whiskey and Amaro Montenegro. I reckon get yourself some of that. Obviously, any good liquor store, but...
The Amara's a little harder to find, so I'd recommend going to Glengarry Vic
Glengarry
Park
for that one.
I know they bought more this morning.
Where can I get these glasses from?
I have all of the ones in the country belong to me.
If you get into your Montenegro in the next couple of months and you have a glass cutter, you're in the same zone.
Yeah.
It's the bottom half of a Montenegro bottle.
You just need to sand it down a little bit and you're away laughing, really.
All right, cheers, mate.
All good, mate.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.